Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
95 people dead, dozens still missing after the worst flash flooding in Spain in three decades, talking particularly about southern and eastern Spain. Rory Mahoney, who's originally from Waterford, now living there, is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Rory, what's it like where you are at the minute?
Hi, good afternoon. It's actually quite safe where I'm at. I'm in the city centre here, but in the surrounding areas of Valencia, we've been pretty badly affected. And the best way I could describe it is, from an Irish perspective, if you can imagine a river coming from, say, Navan down towards Dublin, and rather going through, if a Liffey didn't go through the city centre, if that was just a dried up riverbed, that's what the city centre is like for us here. But if you can imagine... Wow. Downwards towards Kildare and Wicklow, equivalent for us here, is all just essentially devastated in a lot of damage, flash floods. We even had a tornado as well at one point. So it's just a lot of people in very dire situations.
This has been happening, Rory, over the past few days, but it seems to have got significantly worse in the past 36 hours.
Yeah, so my family have actually come out to visit me. They went back yesterday and actually miraculously made their flight. I had actually driven up the coast on Friday evening through an incredible electrical storm. So you may have seen, it's known as the cold drop or La Gota Fría, which typically happens as the seasons change and there's a bit of like cold weather that comes over the Mediterranean. And yeah, effectively, I've been here for 4 years and seen this happen. And there's often flash floods happening at tide town, and a lot of heavy rain, as if it's the total amount of rain for the year arrives all at once, because it tends to be quite sunny weather typically in Valencia. But, you know, there was just something particular about it from last weekend into this week. But as someone else who's out here pointed out, a lot of the frustrations are on the efforts made to stop people, because you may have seen the images of cars piled up on the motorway.
Like, it's unbelievable, yeah. Rory, some of the footage I was looking at last night. There's literally cars just been swept through the streets at the minute. It's unbelievable.
I mean, so we all have, from our phones, like warning signs that would come up to say, you know, red alert, stay home, don't go anywhere. And so that's where people's frustrations are. It's kind of difficult to go anywhere when you're on a motorway and there's effectively almost a tsunami on the way for you. Like, this could be the last of your existence, which is awful. So I know that the efforts now are going through a lot of these towns and villages, seeing is there anybody in these cars, which is extremely morbid to think of. But, you know, that's really where we're at, with a lot of damage to bridges. People can't get to work. The metro has been flooded. Any service is effectively off now. So it's kind of like, you know, shelter in place for Valencians right now.
Very frightening, Rory, for you and so many. And as you mentioned, you'd family out, you know, staying as well or visiting during the time.
Yeah, they made their flight, thankfully, but people actually walked from the city centre to the airport yesterday, taking about 2 hours carrying suitcases. So you can imagine what that was like. Taxis were obviously only really available if in need basis, you know, if the metro wasn't working. And area around the airport effectively was bad. You know, the runway had a bit of flooding on it, but obviously flights were able to leave Valencia. But just that general area, south and west of the city, was damaged so badly. I wasn't quite sure if they would make that flight, to be honest.
Una Harty is with us, Rory, on the line as well. Una, you're originally from Limerick, but I believe you're currently living in Valencia too. What's the situation like in your home where you are?
Yes, hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm in the city centre as well, so, you know, we're very lucky. We really haven't been badly affected at all. And your other caller in there was talking about how Valencia used to have this river which ran through the city, but they redirected it in 1957 because of issues with flash flooding. So I can only imagine how bad the city centre would be had they not have done that. So we're quite fortunate here, you know.
Have you ever in all your time there, Una, witnessed anything on par with this?
No, not at all. I mean, I've been living here over a year now, and last October, I don't think we saw a single day with rain. It was particularly dry, I think, last year. So it's just so unusual. It has been raining a lot recently in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, it has really been in the last 36 hours, as you said, that it was really torrential. Now, it is dry again today, thank God. And it's good to see the sun out. Hopefully that will help the situation, but I do think there's more rain on the way for the next week.
Sean Dowling, who's the co-owner of Saints and Scholars Pub, is with us as well, Una. Sean, I believe your business partner was badly affected, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Again, like the previous callers, I mean, lucky enough, I live in the city centre and I haven't been affected, but my business partner, he, like so many other people, they were leaving work, going back out to their houses outside the city at about 6, 7pm. And because Spain wouldn't be a country that experiences a lot of rain, they weren't really able to deal with such an amount of rain coming down in a short period of time. So everybody was leaving the city when the kind of monsoon weather was starting. So that was kind of the main cause of why there was such a pile-up in the motorways leaving Valencia, going out south and west. And look, Seamus, my business partner, he was leaving the city kind of like everyone else, and just got caught in the very start of the bad weather on the roads, and he just managed to turn back as it was getting critical. But a lot of the cars that were in and around him weren't so lucky, and they ended up getting pulled away, dragged away, and ruined as a result. You know? So it was quite scary for him and his partner.
And that's their home, Sean, is it? That's mainly been affected.
Correct. Yeah, he hasn't been able to get out to his house. His mother-in-law is currently trapped in the house. She's about 76 years of age, and she's been there on her own the last 2 days. No electricity, no phone access, and not able to make food, or she can't even go and get food. There's no food in the house for her, so they're quite worried about her. But they believe that she is safe, but obviously it's far from ideal. The house is currently, they believe, under 2 foot of water, so they're just. They're very worried and very, very sad, obviously.
How long are you there, Sean, living there?
About 7 years, roughly, at this stage, and there's been absolutely nothing next to near like what's happened the last 2 days has gone down in my time here. I think, from what I've been told, it's the worst ever flooding to ever hit Valencia. You know, so it's obviously quite brutal what's been going on the last 2 days.
And what's the Irish community like there, Sean? And, you know, like, are people, are they quite close? Are they active? I mean, you know, would you know the extent of the number of Irish out there?
From what I believe, there's about 800 or 900 Irish people living in the greater community of Valencia. You know, so they've been quite good. We have a GAA club here, and there's a big WhatsApp Irish GAA community. So everybody's kind of been in contact with each other and making sure everybody's safe. And there's a few people doing some clothing and money drives so that they can see if they can get to raise some funds and get some critical stuff to the people who have been affected mostly. So it is like when times are dire, Irish people always come together and help the community. Yeah. So that's been very evident the last few days.
You might know the answer to this, but have all of the Irish been accounted for, or has somebody been in touch with them or been able to?
It's quite hard to tell at the moment if everybody has been accounted for. Like, I know, for example, a friend of mine has a business in Montserrat, which is one of the villages outside the city that have been badly affected, and his real estate company, there's four of his staff who are currently unaccounted for. So I'm not certain if they're Irish or Spanish or international, but, you know, obviously it is quite worrying still that there is... it is very worrying and sad all the same.
Lily's on the line too, Sean. Lily, I believe you're originally Wicklow, but you're living in Valencia at the moment as well. How have you been affected?
Hi. So similar to some of the guys on the call, I'm centred in the centre. So I'm very lucky that the way the water has moved, it's completely diverted from us. So I have to say, from my case, we're just so lucky. Obviously, there was horrendous storms, but it's really just been watching, you know, what's been happening like kilometres away from us. It's just been devastating. And a lot of my friends would be living in those small towns. So it's just been horrendous just seeing what people have gone through. But with regards to our community in the city centre, it's nothing compared to what they're going through.
Why is it that the city centre hasn't been affected as much, even just from listening to Rory and Una there as well, Lily? Is it, have they just better procedures in place? Is it just to do with the geography?
Yeah, like from what I gather, I don't know if someone else might have a more factual answer, but from what they've tried to divert water from the past and flooding that's happened, they have set up some sort of system to divert the water away from the city centre. And I think along the way, you know, banks broke, things clogged, things went wrong. But there has been a system in place to obviously, you know, protect the city centre from flooding that had happened in the past. So look, I'm, as I say, I'm not an expert on it.
I know. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But have you felt though, you know, in the lead up to this, how have they dealt with it, Lily? Like, were there enough warnings, do you feel, from weather forecasters, emergency services, the authorities?
So I think the general like consensus now from, you know, some of my friends that have lived here all their lives, or people have lived here for, you know, 10 years and they're out in these towns. I've been here for 4 years myself. The general consensus is that there was no preparation, and, you know, the system of the evacuation could have just been dealt with so much better. With regards to alerts, look, everyone got an alert on their phone of like, and it changes obviously, like evacuation, like stay inside. But from what I gather, a lot more could have been done. A lot of evacuation could have been done. Like, they knew obviously horrendous storms were coming. But obviously, look, no one, I don't think, expected to this scale.
It's unbelievable. It's like watching a movie.
Like, devastating that, you know, we're at 95 people now that have lost their lives and counting. So, yeah, it's just devastating. But, yeah, there wasn't preparation done, really, from what I gather and from what I'm discussing with people that are living here.
When you're, Rory, talking to locals and other Irish over the past few days, is that a kind of a general consensus?
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, everyone's in it now and they just want to, you know, remain safe and just get everything, you know, just try, like, get their families accounted for. And it's obviously absolute, like, SOS time now. But, you know, I don't think it can be ignored, the fact that there wasn't evacuation signal.
There wasn't
preparation.
Rory, are you still with us on the line? I know there might be some issues there too with electricity and phone coverage. When you're talking to people, like, is that the consensus just in terms of, I know it's too early at this stage to be looking at how it's been handled, but I'm sure locals are talking about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just actually went to the supermarket now, and I'm sure the other callers are seeing this. There has been a lot of fake texts go around, unfortunately, just causing this kind of COVID-level panic about we're getting our water cut off. And obviously saying that in the city centre, that hasn't been the case. But for those out there in the midst of it, they have lost electricity, phone coverage and water, and it's devastating. But those are the people who really deserve that water. Like, I've just gone to the supermarket, it's completely wiped out of bare essentials of people in the city centre that don't need that. Like, as we've all said, a lot of us live nowhere near the impact zones. So whatever they can do to try and fix that, because, you know, those are people desperately in need.
Ciara Mooney is on the line. Ciara is the Managing Director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. And Ciara, I believe you split your time between here and Valencia as well. You've just dropped off family members to the airport, is that right?
Yes, I did this morning. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest with you. It took about three times as long to get to the airport, and it was quite eerie because you were seeing cars right beside the airport with all the muck and dirt all over them and just kind of cordoned off in the middle of the road, and all the diversions in place with the police presence as well. So it was very, like, with the metros being cut off now, everyone is just trying to get in their cars to get back to the airport or get back into the city centre. I'll have to do another run now tonight to collect friends because the taxi rank is just crazy at the moment.
Well, just even, you know, thinking of that from a travel advisory perspective, for anybody that maybe had booked or is, you know, going to Valencia on holidays this week or next week, what have they been told at the minute?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm down at the beach now in Cabanyal, and we haven't been affected at all really down here. Obviously, when you get down to the beach, you can see the kind of the leaves and the palm trees and everything, the leaves have fallen off. There's a lot of debris around. But when they've cleaned that up over the last couple of days. So there's no evidence when you're in the centre or down near the beach where I am that anything has happened, which is just, it's eerie. The only thing you can see is when you look out the window and all the shops are closed. Or like the other caller was saying there, that the shops, the shelves are empty. You know, it is that kind of state of panic, and it's just people wondering what's going on.
So
we got another warning today.
Oh, did you? About
more flooding? Yeah, on the phone. Yeah, just the weather warnings that are coming on the phones. It was actually quite surreal when myself and my brother were out walking and we didn't know the extent what was going on. We passed another family that were actually tourists over in Valencia and all the phones started going off at the same time. And it was like, Jesus, it was very like, get inside and don't go out, you know.
And even as like somebody working in the travel business, I'm sure people here at home in Ireland are probably thinking if they're due to go there over the next few days, they might be a little apprehensive about, you know, flying over or going on holidays or been affected by the flash flooding. You're in that business. I mean, is it advisable for people still to go?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I said, like in the centre and down by the beach area, you don't really see anything that like it hasn't affected us in this area.
Yeah.
At all. It's like there's nothing bar, like, as I said, the likes of the shops and things being closed. Like my brother and sister-in-law were over with their three children and we went to the biopark yesterday. They wanted something to do to keep the children entertained. It was nearly empty, but it was still open.
Still open. So it's still business as usual, I suppose, to,
Yeah, it's like it's going on, but it's eerie, you know, so.
Lily, you're actually collecting as well for people. You've a fundraiser underway too at the minute.
Yeah, so obviously what we can do is just try raise money for those that are being affected and trying to help, you know, the drop-off points and the organisations with buying these supplies and then they can get them to people as much as they can. So basically it just kind of started just kind of just like WhatsApp groups and stuff, anyone like donate what they can. And it's turned into a lot of help back from home in Ireland and the Irish community here. And we have a GA community here as well, and they've been great with donations. So we've raised just as of like the last hour, just over €3,000.
Very good. So it only started today, didn't it?
Yeah, literally yesterday evening.
Yeah.
So less than 24 hours. But basically our plan with this money now is to go out in groups. We're going to be like speaking to people that are kind of on the ground now with like what is the real necessities now, like. You need more sanitary, more food.
What's required?
Like water.
And if people want to donate, Lily, where can they do that?
Yeah, so we were kind of just collecting as a community, but I think it's better to give it to the organisations now. So Red Cross Valencia
has
done amazing work, and as well Caritas, Caritas, and they're doing amazing work as well.
Okay, good stuff.
Well, families and individuals.
Well,
and
look.
Yeah,
look after yourself, Lily, and thanks a million for getting in touch with us today. That's Lily and Rory Mahoney, Una Harty, Sean Dowling there from the Saints and Scholars Pub, and Kira Mooney, who's from Freedom Travel and Solo Travel as well. The email, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.